This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's all over social media these days. Various DNA test kits that you can use in the comfort of your home, which allows you to better understand your genetic makeup, your health risks, nutrition traits, fitness traits, and things like that. But some of these genomic home kits have left users more confused after use. And that is not the worst case scenario. There have been nightmare cases from around the world where women have had mastectomies and hysterectomies because of a false positive for cancer-causing genes. And because of horror stories like these, some people decide it's safer not to get tested at all to begin with. But according to Jean Karasndiaran Berhad, if you don't get tested, you're depriving yourself of being better equipped to prevent diseases and lead a healthier life. Jean Care prides itself in being the first medtech startup that focuses on precision preventive healthcare in Southeast Asia. What is precision preventive healthcare and why is this the way to go? Well, to answer these questions, we have on Open for Business today, Liu Hon Kien, the CEO and founder of Jean Care. Hon Kien, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, audience. Good morning to everyone.
Hon Kien, I mean, you wrote to us because you were keen to come on the show to talk about, and I quote, a new healthcare practice concept in the country, something that can help Malaysians prevent disease and live a healthier life. But your product is essentially, it's something like the DNA test kits today, right?
I will position that as our service more toward information. The precise information to provide to the healthcare provider, like the doctor or your other healthcare provider, pharmacists or dietitians, to enhance their practice, rather just we call it as a genetic testing alone. Actually, they have a different type of genetic report available in the market because they're basically using different type of technology. For example, like PCR, microarray, we call it genotyping test, or we so-called it as NGS, new generations sequencing. So what we select actually we want to make sure the information that to given out in the report is sufficient and not guessing. So we're using the NGS as our base. So whatever the report we're giving out, we're just focusing, we so-called it as a whole exon sequencing or the whole genome sequencing.
Okay, let's just come back to what precision healthcare is. You say that yes. Jean Care is the first medtech startup that focuses on precision preventive healthcare. Yes. What is precision healthcare?
Okay. Precision healthcare actually is a tender, we so call it precision medicine, that is a full initiative by the Obama. So 2015, he launched at the so-called the precision medicine in US. Actually, precision medicine is actually talking about there is no more guessing. So that's when using the genetic information, precisely know what happened to the patients and using what kind of the best medication actually suit to these particular patients. And precision healthcare, what we do that is in the using this theory that apply in the primary healthcare, which to prevent disease. Like for example, old practice. Most of the patient or those are customer, when they go to see their healthcare provider, most of them say, I want to prevent disease. But for us, as a healthcare provider, we get surprised. What are the diseases that you want to prevent? Mm. So that's when we ask. We ask that is what kind of family history, what are the, your lifestyle, or what are the, we so call that is your diet. But believe me, none of us, including me, can tell the whole story, the picture to the provider because we don't know what happened, real condition from our, we so call our parents, our family, or even though we don't tell the truth to our healthcare provider. That's why the doctor or the pharmacy or dietitians, they're using the what we call the methods of trial and error. That means we are based on the information that you are input. So to matching the whatever the possibility the disease will be happen in the future. So we try to using the dietary to help, we call it, or the healthcare supplement to help the customer to prevent disease. But this thing normally is very low accuracy. Mm. In fact, we just need to wait until the disease happens, only say, oh, okay, I'm wrong. Now, precision healthcare, that's been the information actually not come from mouth of the so-called the patients or the customer. We are using the genetic code. Like for example, the programming in the IT, using a genetic code to find out all the bug, the family history, combined with other clinical report, so we know precisely what of the genetic, call it as a related disease, will be happen in the future or now. So from that side, so we also can look at what are the dietary you can, or the supplement actually help you to, we so-called as rectify or reduce the disease happen rather than try error. And also that precision healthcare also go toward that is if the symptoms, signs and symptoms happen, we also immediately know that what kind of the diagnostic, we so-called that is monitoring tools can be used to find out the actual diseases, rather than also we normally we have such experience. We went into the hospital, we do all the tests, do all the CT scan, everything come out, the doctor tell you, I don't know what happened to you. So I think it's not only waste of money, it create a lot of fear. So precision medicine, that means that is very generally is one genetic, using a genetic information, precisely know the condition of the, we call it as the patients or the consumer. So give a precisely individualized, tailor make of the solution toward that kind of patients.
Okay, full disclosure here, I've actually tried one of those DNA test kits.
Yes.
I remember receiving the report and I didn't understand a single thing on it.
Yes.
But I think with your product, the next platform, you will actually have a healthcare provider explain these reports to you and what you need to do moving forward, correct?
Yes. And you see that it's when I first read in the genetic report, I said, oh my goodness. So not even me can read it. So
because it is very complicated.
Very complicated. Only geneticists. We call it as those are molecular biologists who actually specialize in genetics. Only they know how to read it.
So will healthcare providers know how to read and understand a genetic profile provided by NeXT?
That's why we train. Actually, those are healthcare providers who can deliver our report. Actually, we give them a training. Besides that, also the local university. So we give them the basic training. So we also develop the tools for them to understand how the, we call it, how to digest and deliver the, we call it as a report. Basically, genetic report actually not supposed to directly go to the end user. Because the end user, especially when you can imagine, even though it's a healthcare provider who undertrained so many years, so they are not really can be digest the report. If we directly go to end user, the end user actually cannot maximize the benefit of the genetics. And a lot of perception also given up to the end user that is, I get my genetic report already, immediately I say, oh, okay, I know what will be happen next. So the service will be end when the report delivered to end user. But what our concept is, we create a next ecosystem that is a genetic report. When came out, only it just start from this preventive healthcare journey. So the provider, actually we assign the provider, monitor the end user or the customer continuously. And beside that, our genetic report actually lifetime updating. Because genetic report, as according to US study, so I think it's not mistaken, JAMA, every 10, I think it's 5 to 10 years, 80 to 90% of the information actually is different. So why? Because genetic report actually is based on the database, especially like those are GWAS, GRIMWAS, this kind of database. And when the study keep on continue, the particular genes causing the diseases, the odd ratio actually will be higher or lower. It really depends on the environment change. So that's why when the genetic report is go out, what we're doing actually, whole exon sequencing or whole genome sequencing, only that is because we know all the coding. When the new study update, so we will update our end user and the provider. Let them to be closely monitoring our end user. So that's why what we so called is the next platform actually is not that just one shot, the genetic. We actually is the preventive journey. We started from the report and continuously monitoring.
Okay, so how much will this preventive journey cost someone? I mean, it's not just the tests, it's the report, and it's that constant communication with your provider as well, right? So
yes.
How much would something like this cost?
Actually,
on average?
In fact, that is the end user, actually, is our genetic report is about like 3,005. So it's a report generated, and also that is also that our provider will give about 2 hours, minimum 1 to 2 hours of the consultations. Later on, we call it is really up to the end user, want to continue. The updating actually is free. So we ask them to download the app. So every year, actually, we update their information FOC. It's just that when they want to become, we call it as a provider continuously to follow up them, they need to be like make appointment. So each time is about consultation is about 50 to 100 RM. It depends the conditions.
And the test itself, is it like a saliva swab or do you have to give blood? How does that work?
We only collect the blood sample, 1 ml of blood sample from the finger prick. So finger prick, 1 ml.
Okay.
So
no needles other than the prick. Okay.
Yes, like the diabetics, like this kind of thing. So you do a diabetics test or it's just a finger prick.
Is that enough for a gene profile?
Yes. Yes, it's sufficient enough. So we are not using we just need 1 ml of the blood. Also, that is because why we are insist blood sample rather than saliva sample. If a saliva sample actually will contaminate with the other things also in your, like we call that is your oral, like for example, virus, bacteria, and the food. So you make a lot of so-called genetic noise in behind. So we still can extract the DNA, but the possibility, if one study report show that the successful rate of to extract the DNA from the saliva, just a 56%. This means it's a 44% fail. So it's the chances, we don't want to give a chance because the genetic report is the we tell our end user, whole life you only did once. If I give you a wrong information, that's when you will mislead you for the whole life.
The rest of your life, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right. It's time for a break. But when we come back, how gene care makes money and their vision for the future of medtech. Open for Business, we'll be right back after these quick messages. BFM 89.9.
Before Friday materializes. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to Open for Business. My name is Audrey Raj. I have in the studio with me today Liu Honkian. He is the Chief Executive Officer and founder of GeneCare, the first medtech startup that focuses on precision preventive healthcare right here in Southeast Asia. Honkian, now, before the show, you were telling me about how you, in a previous life, used to be a community pharmacist and that in the space of 1 year, you had 6 of your customers diagnosed with a terminal illness. And this sort of got you thinking about how you can help your friends and your customers and, well, generally Malaysians out there prevent disease. Talk to me about this.
This is how the incidents to change my whole perception to get toward to the healthcare. So as a, we so-called as a pharmacy trained in professions, and I those days are very confident that it's my practice because I really give a lot of counseling and I'm very strong because there's a relationship with my end user, because there's my customer. We become friends, so we become almost a family member, like family pharmacist. So, and they are quite, we call that as a listen from my so-called advice. They do yearly checkup. They even though that is a follow my advice to taking some of the supplements and also do quite regular exercise. But you see that is when you have this line, when you are so close, when they become your friends, when they come to you with the report. So, and also that is a end-stage cancer. Mm. So they have a range from the 30 plus to 60 plus. So what can I do? So the first question, when they show me the report, the first question they ask, Honkian, what can I do next? So I feel very sad that to read this kind of report because when I know that is nothing else I can do. What I'm really think that time that is whether I really do my job properly or not. So one of my friends actually is a mechanical engineer, background. So he came to see me. He asked me, hey, Honkian, how I look at genetics. I told him, genetic actually is, from my understanding, is still very expensive. So very expensive in the sense that we cannot apply. So he said, no. Asked me to look at the market. So when I go to read, I expose that it's NGS, new generation sequencing. We can bring down the genetic cost to become low and also the information to break through everything. Immediately, I read a lot of journal. So I went to be so-called as the university to meet my ex-lecturer. So I told them to brainstorm. See, I say that, this is the new way help us to equip my questions, how we give a precise solutions to what do anyone. That's why this is how I jump. After meet my friends, the next 2 days, I send an email to the Wuxi Nextcode, which is our service partner in China. It's an American company. So arrange me to meet them in the Singapore. And I get to more understanding that is the technology and how the information, especially in the pre-med, not only in the, we call it as a treatment use, and also in the preventive. I think it's the first question I asked Dr. Ray too is, what are the information I can get from the genetics? And is there all the disease actually related to the gene or not? I think the answer is very simple. All the diseases actually related to the genes except injury and infections.
That is environment.
So no more guessing. More I explore, actually I enjoy what I'm doing now. So I'm no more guessing. Sometimes my client told me that I'm no more as a classified as a healthcare provider. It's look like the fortune teller.
Right.
Because I can get a lot of information, the health information, of course, that I cannot tell them so when they go. I mean, that is their fate, lah, but I can tell that their healthcare fate. So I can tell that it's their family, we call it is a history, even though they never told me. So I can predict their problems. We so-called it, it gives me a lot of job satisfaction. I think this also will help other healthcare providers in order to change a bit their practice to deliver more benefit to the end user, especially trial and error methods.
I understand that one of the things that the next platform allows you to look at is also pharmacogenetics. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly. But it's basically how your body or your genes adapt to medication.
Yes.
And supplements.
Yes.
Because sometimes certain supplements and some form of medication might not work on you, but might work for the next person, correct?
Yes, definitely. Because you see that it's our old practice, most of them, based on, especially in the Western masses, we are practiced based on the, we call evidence-based. So whatever we are practiced, actually you are follow up to from the journal that who did a study in Southeast, I mean that is in overseas. So especially we talk about various, we so-called people always using this sample like Plavix. We call it as a corbidogels. Actually, it's an anticoagulant drugs, actually quite commonly used in those are heart attack patients after they get heart attacks, so they are Plavix. But do you know that it's about, if I'm not mistaken, 20% of the so-called is people who not respond well to the Plavix.
Right, and so like your report from the next platform will be able to tell you that you might not respond to this kind of medication.
Yes. We actually, so all our report, that is we are giving all the information, your medications, your disease, and also your lifestyle, your diet, actually not really. But most we are emphasized that is your health, your disease predictions with your medications. How well your response of your medications. Yeah.
So there is an image on the GeneCare website that shows the next ecosystem involving a mobile app, the blockchain data security, IoT, and personalized supplements. Can you explain to me how all these elements work in unison for the next platform?
Oh, okay. That is our idea that is when we have the genetic report, as just now I mentioned, that is a genetic precision medicine is a journey. It's not something that is a report. So when the genetic report came out, so the most important for the end user, they want is we so called it as the solution. They don't want report. Most of them, they want solutions. So when we need a solution, so we need the person who take care of them. So that's why the healthcare provider is involved. And we want to have we call it a strong relationship, our provider with our end user, the consumer. So we build up the app. So for them, they're actually easy to communicate. So at the same time, we are quite particular focused that we know that our body actually that is causing those are like, especially chronic illnesses, is mainly due to the body inflammations. So actually we are doing the R&D in the, we call body inflammation detections using the IoT. So to detect your body, to make the user to know that your body actually tendency is high inflammations or just ordinary inflammation or reduce your, we call it as low inflammations. Of course that If your body is a high inflammation, that's mean you are get a lot of so-called is a damaging in your body, which that is like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, even the cancer, Alzheimer's disease, this is all so-called body inflammation correlated. So we need to take something, especially like antioxidants, and those are like anti-inflammatory or certain like diet that actually help you to maintain the optimized body inflammation. But if your body inflammation become too low, the oversuppressed, then when you affect your immune system, actually we work in the other ways also. So that's why we call it a precision medicine, that is we get the exactly precisely the we so call it as a healthcare supplement that actually or the lifestyle to tailor individual to the end user and the condition on the spot can monitoring by your IoT, your smartwatch. Yeah.
Okay. And the marketplace?
The marketplace actually is when the we so called we will put in the we so called our innovation products that is together this we so called the smart dispenser, so that one will be launched in the next year. Maybe it's the phase of our project. This is the not only our product and also the some of the manufacturers, some of the supplement company, they also can link up to we so called this marketplace. So when the end user when they have finished their products already or they have finished their supplement, they just have a click. So we will send to their home.
Everything is on a single platform.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So is that how GeneCare makes its revenue? Is it mainly from the marketplace for the products?
So far, we depends that is our genetic report. And also that is we will be have a subscriptions to we call that is our provider. And also that is those are research institute in the future. So now it's solely depend of the, we call that as our genetic report. But marketplace actually is a marketplace is not so early to come in. I mean, that is also prevent second phase or third phase of the projects.
What is the end game for you, Hon Kian, and for GeneCare? No, what is your vision for the next platform? And how do you hope that this will help the medtech industry?
Actually, in fact, there's my final aim that is just one thing, fair to the end user. So because now the healthcare system actually is, everyone actually is blur.
No.
Your healthcare provider is blur. The end user is blur. And the information actually is very, very limited. And basically, it's the patient or the user, they cannot determine what actually is they needed. So now we are using the information data to give back to the end user. So we believe that at the end of the day, the end user, actually the user, actually to determine they want to become more healthy or they would want to become less healthy. It's not depend of the doctor or the pharmacy or the so-called dietitians.
All right. Hon Kian, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. I've been speaking with Liu Hon Kian, CEO of GeneCare's Jaren Berhad. Now, for more information on their next platform, where can our listeners go?
You can always log in to our website, www.next.global. So we'll have our information and our contact number. And we are located in the Sunway Jewel. It's the opposite of the Sunway Medical Center. So it's a good location. Because we saw that if you don't want to go to hospital, so please know your data first.
All right. I'm just going to repeat that website. It's www.next.global. Now, and also, if you missed out on any part of this show, you can find our podcast on the BFM website, bfm.my, also on the BFM app and all other platforms where you can consume podcasts. Just look for Open for Business. My name is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Hon Kian from GeneCare and Jaren Berhad, thank you for listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.